Remember when you'd have to pay extra to call long distance? Many of you may not, but what if you could communicate freely simply by yelling really loud? One little monkey likes to forage in the dense forest, but keeping track of your friends in the bushes requires open lines of dialogue over large areas. But that's how one emperor makes his way through life, death, and taxonomy. Welcome back to Life, Death, and Taxonomy. It's your 30 minutes of interesting animal information. I'm Joe.
And I'm Carlos.
Thank you for the creation of our theme song. Thank you to Cassie Michelle for the creation of our theme song. To hear more of Cassie's music, please search Cassie Michelle on YouTube or Spotify.
And thank you to Johanna for the creation of this week's artwork. To check that out, you can visit us at our home on the web at ldtaxonomy.com. And a very special thank you to our patrons. Thank you so much for your support. It's greatly appreciated. Thanks for helping us keep the lights on. If you'd like to donate, just visit patreon.com/ldtaxonomy or click on donate on our website.
And today we're talking about a monkey that pays for long distance. But more on that later.
A dapper monkey.
Yeah.
One of the most dapper, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yep. We're talking about the Emperor Tamarin. Somehow Emperor Tamarin returned. It's also known as the bearded Tamarin or the mustached Tamarin. I can't imagine why people would call it that.
No.
I'm sensing a theme that if you look up a picture of it, I don't understand.
Everyone, when you're not driving, look up the man who discovered this monkey, or at least the Western man who did. His name is Emile Goeldi, and he's the perfect man to discover this monkey. This man has a mustache that is inspired by the Emperor Tamarin.
Did he? Do you think he got the mustache after discovering it and was like, this is the way I want to live my life?
Well, this doesn't look exactly the same, but they're both very impressive mustaches.
Do you think that it's like one of those things where like Snoop Dogg just happened upon that dachshund that looks just like him?
He's got a beard that is like cut so that it goes to 2 points. And a mustache that comes straight out long ways. And with his nose, completes the star. He's got a star on his face.
Yeah.
Made of hair.
This man was either destined to find this monkey, or he modeled his life after it. He's Swiss Brazilian.
Excellent.
Yep. All right. So, again, called the bearded Tamarin or the mustache Tamarin. We're going to call it here Fu Manzu and the Emperor's New Oaths.
Nice.
I hope everyone is just absolutely in stitches over that, because that took me a long time to come up with those two. But let's taxonomize this.
Let's do
a taxonomy. It's in a kingdom you know, love, and are in. That kingdom is Animalia. The phylum is Chordata. It's got a spine, or it's got a spinal column. The class is Mammalia. It's a monkey. It's a male. The order is Primates. It's a primate. The suborder is Haplorhini. The family is Caltrichidae.
Hmm.
Should have practiced that beforehand. The genus is
Caltrichidae.
Oh, there is an I in there. You're right. Caltrichidae. Triche. Yeah, don't do that. What's wrong with them?
Try.
Right. you should have gone with tricky. Like
when it's Christmas time and somebody doesn't feel like drinking coffee.
Try chai.
Yeah.
Try chai latte. The genus is sanguinus. Sorry, not sanguinus. Sanguinus. And the species is Imperator. So that Dang. Binomial nomenclature is Sanguinus Imperator.
I also thought it was Blood Emperor.
That's pretty metal.
Yeah, but it is not Sanguinus.
But that brings us to my favorite and the listener's favorite part of the show, nitty gritty nomenclature. The part of the show where I ask you, Joe, a question, and that is, what is the English translation for the binomial nomenclature, which in this case is Sanguinus Imperator? Does it mean A, wise emperor, B, monkey commander, C, royal imperative, or D, bloody crown?
The first one, what was the first one?
Wise Emperor.
I'm going to go with Wise Emperor. Final answer.
That's incorrect.
Boo.
The answer is B, Monkey Commander. Sanguinus means monkey.
Great.
And Imperator is actually like commander-in-chief, is a military commander.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than an emperor, which, I mean, I guess I'm actually not sure if emperors have historically been commanders in chief. I feel like someone else would be better suited, but who knows? Maybe that comes part and parcel with being emperor. I mean, it was definitely part and parcel with Napoleon. He was definitely commander in chief of his military and also emperor. But yeah,
yes. Monkey commander. Monkey Commander,
Charlemagne also he was a
monkey commander.
famously so. You want to hear what this guy looks like? We've already alluded to it.
Yes, I would.
The Emperor Tamarin is a tiny primate about the size of a large squirrel. It is. It has soft, silky fur that's a mottled mix of gray and black and brownish hues. It has, of course, the distinctive long white mustache that droops down like the Lorax. It looks like the Lorax. If you know anything about the Lorax. I tried to read that to my kids the other day, and Dr. Seuss is just... I guess kids had longer attention spans in the 70s or something, just because, like, they don't have the attention span to get through just the sheer amount of nonsense that's in a Dr. Seuss book.
Well, it's not like they're on the apps. It's not like they're scrolling TikTok. What's wrong? The kids that are not ruined by algorithms should be able to enjoy a Seuss.
It's just so much like... Like so many made up words, and it's weird. I mean, they like silly words and stuff like that, but especially with something like green eggs and ham, where there's a lot of repetition. Like, would you eat it with a fox? Would you eat it with a box? Would you eat it on a house? Would you eat it with a mouse? Would you eat it here or there? And it's like they lose interest by the middle of the book. So with pretty much any Dr. Seuss book we have, I actually take it two pages at a time. I just read every other page. But anyway. The most recent one we did was the Lorax. And this guy looks like the Lorax. Or, I mean, he looks like you can give him a pith helmet and a rifle and he just send him to the Dark Continent.
It looks exactly like that, yeah.
He's ready for Joseph Conrad to write a book about him. He has a small, rounded head with dark, large eyes. He's actually a pretty cute monkey. Slender limbs, a long, non-prehensile tail that is used for balance, and under the fur is smooth skin with a slight leathery texture on the hands and feet. So, all in all, I don't know about its behavior when it's sitting on a human's shoulders, but it sounds like a one that you would want on your shoulder, like the monkey from Pirates of the Caribbean. But yeah,
also a New World monkey. That monkey.
Yeah, right? Those little cute ones are tend to be New World monkeys. Although there are a lot of like sit on your shoulder monkeys in South Africa. I saw them in Monkey World. Anyway, I said it was pretty small, about the size of a large squirrel. So, but exactly how large is it? How large is a large squirrel?
Well, welcome to the Blob Measure Up segment, the official listener's favorite part of the show, the part of the show that's introduced by you when you send in audio of yourself saying, singing, or chittering the words measure up into ldtaxonomy@gmail.com. We don't have a new measure up intro this week, but that means we get to hear from an animal. Carlos has to guess who it is. Has to.
Maybe ahead of time, I'm guessing Wukong.
Incorrect, but let's hear from it. From without further ado, the listener's part of the show.
You saved me. Why?
Oh, monkey.
Is it Wukong? You know,
no.
No?
What's okay. Wukong? I don't even know. That's the game, right?
No, what's he's Wukong. He's the legendary Chinese monkey king. He's a god in Chinese mythology.
Oh, I don't think so, but maybe it's like based off of him.
They just made a game about it, about the legend. I don't know. I have never heard
you
I don't think I've ever heard
me.
That scene.
Why?
You saved my again.
No,
I don't know.
You don't know?
Is it? Wait. Is it? No.
You definitely know the
is
voice
it like
of the
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes, it's from Kung Fu Panda.
Is it like from Kung Fu Panda? This Christmas edition, because I don't remember that from the first movie.
I have no idea. It's not the animation. I can't remember. Is this maybe a flashback?
I've seen the first and second movies. And that's it. I've only seen the second movie once, so I don't. But I don't remember "You saved me, monkey."
Line. I only know that line from, like, there was a video going around when Godzilla versus Kong was out, of an animation. Somebody did an animation where it's
like, Godzilla says, "You saved me, monkey."
No, the monkey Kong is the one that says.
Oh,
you saved me. Why? And Godzilla just like looks pleased and he says, monkey. The reason is because monkey.
Well, Jackie Chan voices the monkey in the first Kung Fu Panda movie. But I don't know if they got him back for the sequels. It seems like a waste of a celebrity because he had like two lines in the first movie. Like, yeah, we got this, you know, top of the line A-list everybody loves him actor to say two things. And instead Seth Rogen is going to have a lot to say as a cricket or mantis.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Monkey from Kung Fu Panda.
It's actually Master Monkey or the Monkey Master versus Oogway. I don't know if this
is
a flashback.
It's not it's not the monkey that we know and love and hear two words from.
It's in the past. I just don't remember.
This is probably from Kung Fu Panda 4 or I've never. That's one of the ones I haven't seen.
Maybe yeah, I just typed Wukong. It in. And there's no indication of where it is from. It is like a, but the animation is definitely like cartoon. Not.
They made it 3D animated. They didn't make a show about it. So, and then a spin-off show, which I also did not see. But I know the Chinese Yu music whenever I hear it. So
good. Well, let's talk about the length of this tamarin. They have a body length of about 24.5 centimeters or 9.6 inches. How many objects fit into the tamarin's body length? Which one of these is correct? Is it A, 3 Amazonian piranhas go into the length of an Imperial tamarin? Emperor tamarin. Imperial stout. B, 2.1 Emperor tamarins go into the length of a Quechua blowgun dart.
Quechua?
Yeah, probably. It's spelled like K as Peruvian. In like the question. Okay.
It's what the Peruvians call the Incans. Inca is the chief of the Quechuas, and it's the Incan Empire. So those are the people.
Great. Or C, 1.6 Brazil nut pods go into the length of a tamarin.
The blow dart. Final answer.
Final answer. The correct answer is 1.6 Brazil nuts.
Ah. 1.6 Brazil nut.
Yeah.
1.6 Brazil nuts.
A Brazil nut. Brazil nut.
I feel
like
I've eaten Brazil nuts. Like they're part of mixes, and they're my least favorite part. And they're not.
Brazil nuts are good.
They're not like 4 inches long. They're not the size of an avocado.
They're not 4 inches. How long is a Brazil nut?
You just said 1.6 Brazil nuts go into 9 inches. So that's like a 4 inch. It's more. That's like 4.6 inch.
Maybe it's with everything. Oh, it might be with the. Because I think when you eat them, they're out of the. They're like shucked. Shucked-y dough. So maybe it's with. Yeah. Okay. If you look up a picture of one with its like coat on inside, like the shell, it's pretty big. But I would still think.
That's not the Brazil nut though. That's the fruit. The nut is.
Yeah, but like if you say a peanut, you know, a peanut, like you would.
Yeah. So I guess you got to be more specific. I did not. It's on me for not asking the was it shucked follow up question.
Shucked-y-do. Anyway. Let's talk about their weight. They're 475 grams. Grams or 0.24 kilograms. Isn't that great to know what the kilograms is as well as the grams and not the imperial unit?
Kilograms to pounds I already kind of have. It's 2.2 pounds to a kilogram. So if it's 4 kilograms, then it's
about 19 ounces. Under 2 pounds. Does that help? 19 ounces?
Yes. A pound
475 grams or 19 ounces. Proving once again, ounces are the preferred metric to weigh a neutron star.
Because it takes less of them. Fewer of them.
So how do they compare to these things? A, 95 Amazonian macaw feathers go into the weight of an emperor tamarin. Talking flight feathers here. Not downy feathers.
Not their pinions?
Not their pinions. B, 3.1 emperor tamarins go into the weight of a Amara Reed boat model.
Okay.
And an Amara Reed boat is popular on Lake Titicaca in Bolivia.
Okay.
There you go. Or 4.2 emperor tamarins go into the weight of a capybara pup.
4.2 capybara pup. Well, that puts it at what, like 6 pounds? Yeah, it's... Yeah, I'm going to go with capybara.
Final answer?
Yeah.
The correct answer was 95 flight feathers from a macaw.
95 flight feathers go by?
Yeah. A pup is like, I guess, 1,500 grams or 452 ounces. Heaven forbid we talk about pounds.
Heaven do forbid it.
Heaven do. That sounds like a delicious drink.
You've had Mountain Dew. That's not high enough. Heaven do.
I'm aiming higher and higher. You got any big, quick facts?
Yeah, I got smallish, fast ones.
Fast facts?
Rapid. Facts. So the emperor tamarin is native to the rainforests of South America, specifically Peru, Bolivia, and western Brazil. So it is an like western Amazon dweller. It loves these dense tropical rainforests and lives in the mid to upper canopy. I remember like taking classes, learning about like the different levels of the canopies in the rainforest. And that ended up being information that I did not need to know as a child and has only come into any sort of relevance right now. so I added to the pile. They are monogamous. They lead small family groups. The dominant female breeds and the males help raise the young. They are omnivorous, meaning they eat both other animals and plant materials. They love fruit, insects, small vertebrates, and tree sap for the most part. And they have to keep an eye out for predators, including hawks, snakes, and small rainforest cats like ocelots. And they can live for up to 15 years, which is not that long for a New World monkey.
Mm.
I guess I'm thinking more of like the like lemurs, like kinkajous and stuff like that can live like 40, 50 years. But still, I feel like monkeys would live longer than 15 years. And those spectacular British mustaches aren't just for show. They are thought to help with identification in their groups and social bonding. So it's like, hey, that's Ted. He's got the extra curl in his mustache. And
it's
hey,
good to have that.
That's good to have Sarah. That curl. She has double curls in her mustache. And that's how you know. That's how you can tell the difference between Ted and Sarah.
Yep, that's true.
But that's it.
Okay.
Do you have any large and in charge facts?
We have some chargeable facts.
Oh, chargeable. I'm calling this. I didn't say, that wasn't on the invoice.
A rechargeable fact. I'm calling it long distance charge. Emperor tamarins have really complex systems of communication that combine vocalizations, body language, scent markings, and vibes to coordinate group activities, maintain social bonds, and defend their territory. And they have a ton of vocalizations that depend on their social setting and environmental context. For like semi-long distance communications, they like to stay connected with high-pitched bird-like whistles while foraging in the dense rainforest. When they're closer together, they'll use short, sharp chirps and trills. These sounds are typically used In social interactions and to convey excitement or submission or to reinforce bonds during activities like grooming or play. When they're confronting each other or other species, like warding off intruders, including hawks and snakes, they'll emit clicks and squeaks to express aggression or alarm. But
same,
they have extremely long calls, which are particularly notable because they're extremely loud and sustained. And these super loud vocalizations are audible for over 150 meters.
Get off used the metric system. I don't know what you're talking about. You're speaking a different language to me.
Let's talk about feet.
150 meters is
492 feet. Four. Hey, let's cut the chatter. I mean, let's cut the ridiculousness. It's nearly 5 football fields. Now we all understand.
Yeah. We know exactly what you're. Wait, no, it's not. A football field isn't 100 feet. It's 300 feet.
That's right. I was thinking yards. Two yards. It's a football field and a half.
Yeah. It's the International Space Station and a half. I just came from Kennedy Space Center, so that information is just fresh.
They'll use this really long call when they're leaving sleeping sites or during travel and in territorial encounters. Research shows that the Emperor Tamarins have a repertoire of over a dozen distinct vocal types with meanings that vary depending on pitch, duration, and context. This sophisticated vocal system allows them to navigate their complex landscape, which is important because it's easy to get lost in the rainforest if you're a little monkey.
It's easy to get lost in the rainforest if you're a big monkey.
Yeah.
Or anything. If you're
any size monkey, really.
Any sized anything, it's easy to get lost. Unless you're a tree, then you're where you're going to be.
That's true. Well, so vocalization is not all they have. They also have body language, including facial expressions. They have an iconic white mustache, obviously, that enhances their good looks and facial visibility. This big, bright white mustache helps other monkeys see what facial expression you're making. Using visual signaling, the wide-eyed, bare teeth and raised hackles indicate aggression or fear or submission. Same. They'll also
stroking the mustache indicates introspection.
Exactly. Staring out of a window on a rainy day, same. Also introspection.
Delusion of superiority.
Rapid tail flicks or raised tails signal agitation or alertness, often during territorial disputes or when spotting a predator in the gym. The dominant individuals may puff up their fur or adopt upright postures to assert authority, while subordinates may crouch or avert their gaze to show submission.
They put their hands on their hips. Arms akimbo.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, frustrated at you. Stand up and put their hands on their hips.
They do puff their chest out, so kind of. They also scent mark. It's critical, they say. Particularly for what a lot of animals use scent markings for, which is territory, but also some social purposes. They have specialized scent glands on their chest and other parts of their body, two other parts of their body, the front and the back, which they rub on branches or other surfaces to leave chemical markers. Scent marks convey information about identity, reproductive status, territory boundary, and I'm assuming what they ate for lunch. The dominant female will often mark more frequently to reinforce her status and claim resources. Opposite for dogs. Male dogs tend to do more marking. Group members sniff these marks to gather information and help maintain group cohesions and detect intruders. So detect intruders, that's interesting. You can leave a scent that I'm scared. This is what I smell like when I'm scared.
Or it's like they smell it and they're like, hey, I don't know this guy. There's an intruder here. An intruder has marked the spot.
We definitely reinterpreted that differently.
The white hand of Saruman has been marked on this particular spot, so we know that we know he's in the area.
Yeah,
he's skulking around somewhere.
But they've got a very complex communication for such a little monkey, which just shows the importance of social interaction for these little guys. Communication is only necessary if you have friends.
Yeah, someone should get these guys Instagram.
I mean, with a mustache like that, you've got to be on the gram.
Yeah, you're very photogenic.
They are cute. They look a little like Ewoks.
Get the Ewoks. Get their name out of your mouth with Ewoks.
Why? Wait, you like them better?
I don't like Ewoks. These guys are way better than Ewoks. they have facial hair, and they have not been used as a deus ex machina for children. So, you know, there's that. At least not that I know of. Who knows what kind of weird movies are out there with the Emperor Tamarin. But these guys are pretty cute. They may even be cuter without the facial hair. So they're like cute without the facial hair, but then like the facial hair just gives them an extra.
That's why they grow it. They don't want to be cute. Extra, they want to be distinguished.
Pizzazz. Yes, distinguished is exactly what they're going for, and I think they achieved it. They live. They don't. They don't even live as long as cats. I'll take it. It's not like getting an African gray parrot where it's like my grandchildren will have to take care of this thing.
Or a tortoise.
Yeah.
But that's all I got.
All right. That's the Emperor Tamarin. If you're out there in Podcastia, enjoy the rainforest canopy. Keep your Fu Manchu mustache groomed and tidy. And remember that communication is key. Like the Emperor Tamarin here in life, death, and taxonomy.
Hey, Taxonomy Titans. I just want to remind you that we have a Patreon that you can find by going to ldtaxonomy.com/donate. All of our episodes are uploaded there. Sign up for free to engage with us, leave episode suggestions, or chat with other animal enthusiasts. If you find it in your heart to donate, it will help us cover some costs and continue to make the show. Plus, we'll thank you every week. Most importantly, thank you all for listening.
My favorite in the world podcast.
I sent you a picture of him sticking out his little tongue. What a cheeky guy.